Hi guys, welcome back to day two. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And we learned that fishing can actually be a sport.
Yeah, that's something new to me.
Yeah, so, you know, it can also become a fishing competition. And what do they try to do? They try to catch a fish called a black bass.
没错，在昨天的课文当中呢，我们就讲说呢，这个 fishing 呢，就是钓鱼呢，它不只是一个运动，还可以当做一个比赛，而且呢，他们就是要来抓这个黑鲈鱼 black basses。
So why black basses? Because they're very strong, and we learned that they're very difficult to catch since they hide, jump, and fight and avoid people.
Yeah, that's why that's so popular. Everybody's trying so hard to catch them. And we also talk about one of the biggest competitions.
Called the Fishing League Worldwide, FLW. Now, they have a really big event called the Forest Wood Cup.
Forest Wood Cup, yes.
Forest Wood Cup. And the reason why so many people join is because, listen to this, they have a cash prize of $100,000.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. 这个呢，我们刚刚讲到这个 Forest Wood Cup， 就是呢这个杯的比赛啊。钓鲈鱼它的奖金有多少呢？最大奖金可是高达这个 okay 接近300万台币咯。
Okay, Sam. Let's learn more about this competition because I think we need to try to win this prize.
Yes,
we have to be good at something. Let's try it. This. All right. So let's take a look at our article. Reading.
No room for small fry in Fishing League Worldwide. Bass fishers must follow the rules when they participate in the Walmart FLW Tour. For one thing, they can only fish in certain areas of the river or lake. A competition usually lasts 3 or 4 days. They must also start and finish at the correct time. Each evening,The fishers weigh the bass they caught that day. They get 1 point for every pound of fish they catch. However, they are only allowed to catch 5 fish per day. If they have too many fish, they will lose points. They must also keep their fish alive. That's because dead fish count as less weight. What's more, their fish must be at least 12 inches long.If any fish are under this limit, they will lose points. There are bucket loads of other rules as well, including rules about boats, gear, and even clothing. With the biggest prize in professional fishing at stake, FLW must make sure that everyone is playing fair.
Okay, so the article starts withBass fishers must follow the rules when they participate in the Walmart FLW Tour. So, of course, when you join a competition, when you join a game, you must follow the rules.
Okay, 所以呢，昨天我们课文最后讲到呢，除了这个最大的比赛，就是 FLW 之外呢，它还有一些比较小的这个 tour， 就是一些巡回赛了。那这边呢，课文就继续解释这个 Walmart FLW Tour. Okay, 呢，他说首先呢 ，bass fishers 就是我们讲说 bass 就是这个黑鲈鱼嘛。那 fisher 就是呢，我们 fish 是钓鱼，后面加上12就变成人，就是指这个 bass fisher 就是钓黑鲈鱼的这些人呢，他们必须怎么样呢 ？Follow the rules， 就是呢表示他们必须要来遵守规则哦。OK， 什么时候要遵守规则 ？When they participate in the Walmart FLW tour。OK， participate 就是参加的意思喽。
Right， and it's spelled P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E.Participate. It's a verb and it means to take part in an activity or another event. So, for example, in school, the teacher always asks students to participate in discussions. So, what they want to do is they want everyone in the class to speak or try to say something. We can also say everyone participated in the game of soccer.
Okay, participate 刚讲了这个字呢，就是参加的意思。那它是一个动词，同时呢，它是一个不及物， 动词了。所以呢，注意到我们后面一定要加上 in, OK? 例如呢，我们刚刚例句 ,everyone participated in the game of soccer, OK, participate in the game of soccer, 就是呢他们大家呢所有人都参加了这个足球比赛。OK, 那呢你也可以用刚刚提到的这个片语 take part, 我们后面呢一样加上 in, 一样呢是参加的意思了。那补充给大家呢，参加者呢通常我们在动词后面加上 er 或 or 把它变成人，但是呢这边是一个不规则的变化，它是 participant, OK, 它把后面变成 p-a-n-t, 不是直接在后面加上 er, 这个字呢就表示参加者的意思。
Right, so for one thing, they can only fish in certain areas of the river or lake. So for one thing means like, okay, for example, and we use this phrase to show a step one by one. So it's like saying, okay, I have one something, second something. So that's why sometimes you see for one thing.
OK, for one thing 这个片语呢就表示一来怎么样 OK, 既然是一来呢就表示后面还有二来三来四来，所以呢通常呢我们后面还会再加上这个 for another OK, 第二个事情是什么东西，例如呢今天呢有人约我去野餐哦，但是你知道我这个人呢 I'm not very fond of going out So for one thing I am too busy OK, 一来呢我实在太忙了 For another I'm tired 二来呢我实在太累了懒得出门OK, 所以呢课文就说呢一来呢他们只能在一些特定的区域里面钓鱼。OK, certain, 这个 certain 这个字呢就是形容某一些。所以 certain area, 他们只能在一些特定的地方来钓鱼。
Oh, you don't like going outside in the sun?
No, not really.
Okay. Next time I'll ask you out to the movies. Is that all right?
If it's indoors? Yeah, it's okay. Also, okay. I think for fishing would be nice.
Okay.
It's
a lot of money.
Yes.
Okay. We'll try to go fishing. Okay, next the article says, a competition usually lasts 3 or 4 days.
Okay, 这个比赛呢不是通常比赛，不像赛跑比赛跑一下就跑完了。这个比赛呢常常怎么样要比3到4天呢 OK, last 这个动词呢就表示持续了。例如呢最近这个很红这个电影美女与野兽它有这个歌、oh. How does a moment last forever? OK, 怎么样呢让一个瞬间直到永恒呢， last 这个呢字就是表示直到或是呢它可以持续多久。所以呢这边就想说呢这个比赛呢通常持续3到4天， last 3 or 4 days.
Okay, that's a long time. All right, so next the article says they must also start and finish at the correct time.
Okay, 同时呢他们还有什么规则，他们必须呢要开始而且结束呢在这个正确的时间，一定要在某一个特别的时间。Okay, correct 这个字呢就表示正确的，通常呢我们可以讲 right 就是对的。Okay, they have to start and finish at the right time.
So each evening, the fishers weigh the bass they caught that day.
Okay, each 呢就表示每一个、哦、Okay, 所以呢比赛我们有3到4天，在这几天的每一个晚上 each evening 每一天的晚上，他们呢都要来量量看他们抓到了多少鲈鱼、哦、这些鲈鱼呢重多少。
And weigh is our vocabulary word, spelled W-E-I-G-H, weigh. So weigh means to find out how heavy something or someone is. So you can weigh 50 kg, or the boy weighs 12 kg. Okay, now there is a difference between weigh and weight.
Okay.
Weigh is the verb, so the action of finding out how heavy something is. But weight is the noun, so...You would say his weight is 70 kg or her weight is 40 kg. Okay, we can also use in a sentence like this. The farmer weighed the vegetables and sold it to me for 120 NT dollars.
Okay, weigh 呢这个字呢是一个动词，注意到了，表示呢量重量的这个动作。OK, 你可能呢更熟悉它的名词 weight。weight 这个字呢就是重量，是名词了。OK, 那呢你可以用来测量。OK, measure weight, measure 就是测量哦。那 weigh 呢就是 measure weight, 就是呢来测量这个东西有多重。那呢 weigh 这个字呢它也可以表示这个东西有多重哦。例如呢我们刚刚说呢 ,OK, it weighs,it weighs 50 kg, OK, 这个东西呢重50公斤了、哦。那呢我们也可以用名词来代换了，例如呢我们说 its weight is 100 grams, OK, 它的重量是100克，你一样的句子呢你可以说 it weighs 100 grams, 是一样的意思。
Okay, next the article says they get 1 point for every pound of fish they catch. So pound, it's shortened to just LB. It's a unit of measurement, and usually people in the United States use pounds. In Taiwan, we use KG. We use the metric system, so kilograms. And I believe 1 pound equals about 0.4 kg.Or you can say 1 kg equals 2.2 pounds. So you can get an idea of how much things weighs in pounds if you convert it like that.
Okay, point 呢就是一个点哦。那这边呢我们要翻译成一分哦。Okay, 你呢每这个抓到一磅重的这个鲈鱼呢你就得到了一分。那 pound 这个字呢就是重量的单位哦。我们说磅 ,okay, 因为呢在美国他们是用这个磅还有英寸的这个制度，跟我们台湾用公分还有公斤是不一样的。Okay, 那什么的重量呢 ?Okay, of fish they catch, 这些呢他们抓到的鱼的重量呢就可以用来转换成他们的分数。
However, they are only allowed to catch 5 fish per day.
OK, 这个规矩有非常多，重量越多呢分数越高，哎，当然要抓多一点啊，但是呢不行哦，也是不行，因为呢它还规定了怎么样，一天呢只能抓5条鱼哦。 OK, allow 这个动词呢就是允许。 OK, be allowed 被允许，后面呢我们加上 to 再加上呢你被允许做的这个事情。那呢我们最后面这个 per day, per 的这个用法呢就是没怎么样就怎么样，例如呢我们 per day 就是每天可以抓5条鱼，或者呢再举个例子，例如呢 100 meters per second, 每秒100公尺。 OK, per 就是这个每怎么样的这个用法。
Next the article says if they have too many fish they will lose points. So wow, this is quite tricky.
Yeah, OK, 如果呢你抓太多呢还会扣分哦，所以呢要特别注意，你要抓大鱼哦，小鱼呢是不抓的。
Then the article says they must also keep their fish aliveThat's because dead fish count as less weight. Wow, the competition does sound very difficult.
Yes.
Because they say that if the fish dies, I guess what they do is they take off points from for your weight. So, for example, if you catch a 20-pound bass...Which
yes.
I guess is quite big.
Yes.
But if it dies, it might be only worth maybe 15 pounds instead.
Ah, okay.
So they take off a lot of points for the weight. So that's not really fair if the fish dies. So there's
yeah,
a lot of
it's
things
it's hard.
To...
It's not just you catch them. You have to keep an eye on them. Don't let them die. Yeah, okay. 所以呢我们这边的规则就是讲说呢不只呢是要抓到很重的鱼，除此之外呢他们还必须怎么样，要保持这个鱼是活着的状态哦。因为呢死掉的鱼呢他们呢就会得到比较低的分数了。Okay, 所以呢我们看到这个句子了，他说 keeps their fish alive, 就是呢表示让他们的鱼保持这个活着的状态。Okay, 所以呢我们可以用这个动keep 或是 live, OK, 我们后面呢加上受词，也就是呢这边是 their fish, 我们后面呢再加上受词补语，受词补语呢就是像说比方说形容词啊或者是一个片语哦，它呢就是回过头来补充说明哦，所以我们叫做受词补语，就是用来反过头来形容我们 keep 或是 live 后面的这个受词了。 OK, 例如呢我们这边课文的句子 keep their fish alive, keep 呢就是我们用的动词，或是你可以说 live, 那呢 their fish 就是我们的受词，那 alive 呢就是我们的受词补语。 OK, 它是一个形容词，就是呢回过头来补充说明呢这些鱼呢要是活着的状态。
Next, the article says, what's more, their fish must be at least 12 inches long. So, wow, at least means the bare minimum. It has to be at least 12 inches or longer.
OK, 所以呢我们这边讲说呢这个鱼呢不只要活着，不只要榨汁哦，不止你一天只能抓五只，更重要的是什么呢，这些鱼呢必须要超过12英寸长哦，它的长度必须超过 12 inches。OK, at least 呢就是最少的。那我们这边呢看到 what's more 呢就是好像一个补充说明的用法哦，就是呢如果你有在看电视购物的话呢很常会讲说，比方说呢我们这个东西呢很厉害哦，它不止呢会煮饭会洗碗， what's more, he can make clothes,啊、哦，更厉害的呢，他不止煮饭，就还会做衣服，就是像这种感觉。那呢，你也可以说 in addition to 或者是 plus 也是一样的意思。
Okay, next the article says if any fish are under this limit, they will lose points. Ouch.
Oh, okay, 刚刚说呢 at least 最少要有12寸， okay, 表示这个是 minimum 最小可以允许的，它的底线、哦、必须要被超过。 所以呢，如果你低于这个限制 ，under this limit， 怎么样呢？你也会被扣分。
So many things to take note of.
Yes.
So limit is also a vocabulary word. It's spelled L-I-M-I-T, limit. It's a noun and it means a point where it is not possible to go any further. So we have things such as a physical limit. For example, if you're swimming, you can only swim 50 meters without getting very tired. That is your limit. And of course, you can always train for this, but it's a point where you cannot go anymore.Or sometimes there's a height limit. So sometimes roller coasters, they have a height limit. You must be over 135 centimeters in order to go on the ride. So let's use this word in a sentence. We can say, Sarah reached her limit and didn't want to study anymore.
That happens a lot to me.
I am. Me too.
Okay, limit 这个字呢，我们中文就翻译成极限了。OK， 就是呢，到了这个点之后呢，你再无法再过去，无法再超过了。例如呢，刚刚我们说 I reached my limit 啊，我已经到极限了，我已经不能够再怎么样了。OK， 课文这边呢是指鱼的大小的极限了。这个字呢，它也能当作动词来使用哦。OK， 例如呢，我们说 They were limited to 5 fish per day. OK， 他们呢被限制哦，每天最多最多就是只能钓五条鱼。
Next, the article says there are bucket loads of other rules as well, including rules about boats, gear, and even clothing. Now, gear is just, so many things to take note of. Gear is the special tools you use, supplies, or clothes. So they need to have a specific fishing gear or camping gear or boating gear, I guess. Then we also see the word bucket loads. Bucket loads is actually our shortcut for you, and it means a lot of, but we can listen to our shortcut for you to learn more about what this means.
Shortcut for you.
So what does the map say?
We're nearly there. This is where the famous Captain Kidd is said to have buried his treasure.
Do you think there'll be lots of money?
Oh, bucket loads for sure.
His treasure is just buckets? Why are we even bothering to look for it?
Because when we say a bucket load or bucket loads, we mean a lot. That's why.This word just means a large amount, though not an exact amount.
I get it now. Bucket load means 大量.
Yes. Think of a bucket load as the amount of something that could fit in a normal-sized bucket.
That means a lot of gold.
Exactly. But we have to dig it up first.There will be bucket loads of soil to move first. Now, where's the shovel?
Oh, I knew there was something I was supposed to bring.
No!
A shovel.
All right, so we learned that there are bucket loads of rules, including stuff about boats, gears, and even clothing. Now,Another word power word is including, I-N-C-L-U-D-I-N-G, including. And it means to make someone or something a part of another thing. So the project includes a presentation. Or when you buy an iPhone, you get the iPhone, including your headphones and charger.
OK, include 这个字呢就是包含了。例如呢我们刚刚例如说呢老师哎这个你买一个 iPhone 呢里面呢就包含了这个充电器还有包含你的耳机哦就是呢所有东西都包含在里面了。那它相反呢我们就是说 exclude, OK, 我们把 in 是里面的嘛我们把这个字首呢改成 ex, exclude, 就表示呢是排除在外。那课文这边的用法呢 including 呢它就变成了一个介系词哦它一样表示包含。OK, 例如呢我们举个例子 ,everyone should go to the meeting, including the part-time workers, 所有人呢都要参加会议，包含兼职人员也要，就是呢这个补充说明的用法。
Okay, so we also see that the clothing matters as well, and clothing is our vocabulary word. It's spelled C-L-O-T-H-I-N-G. THING clothing, and it's the things that you wear to cover your body. So clothing includes shirts, pants, shorts, sweaters, and etc. So for example, we can say, it's summer now, so we can put away our winter clothing.
Okay, clothes 这个字呢，它是指布料或者是呢我们穿的衣服哦。那你可以说 a cloth 或者是呢 clothes， 它是呢表示一件衣服，很多衣服。那但是呢我们这边的 clothing 呢，它一样是指衣服，但是呢它是一个不可数名词哦，它呢泛指了所有的服装，它是呢代表了服装这个概念，而不是指一件衣服哦。所以这两个字呢怎么用要分清楚咯。
Right, so next the article says, with the biggest prize in professional fishing at stake, FLW must make sure that everyone is playing fair. Okay, at stake just means a position where something might be lost or gained. So...Everything here is at stake. You know, you spent so much money, trying to fish, and the cash prize is a lot of money as well.
Okay, 所以呢 at stake 这个片语呢就表示说是关键时刻，胜败关头。Okay, 它呢就表示这个是谁赢呢还很难说了。Okay, 所以呢这整句话呢就是说呢这个比赛呢有这么大的奖金，而且呢奖落谁家还不知道的时候呢，这个 FLW 呢他们呢就必须怎么样 make sure。确定 that everyone is playing fair， 确定每一个人呢都是呢这个公平公正的来比赛。
All right, so sounds like a big competition already.
Yes.
All right, so hang in there. We'll be right back with our For You chat.Alright, so our For You chat for today is, have you ever been fishing? If yes, did you enjoy it? If no, would you like to try it?
Okay, for me, yes, I did.
Wow.
Because my grandpa used to love fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a kid, me and my sister, we liked to go with him to fish. But actually, it's quite boring for us because you just stay there and wait and wait and wait. Yeah, so.
And wait.
Yes, yeah, but for us, the fun part is actually after fishing. Like, we get to, like, cook and eat the fish. Yeah, that's the fun part for us.
And you got to spend time with your grandpa.
Yeah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. And how about you?
I did when I was really young. I used to live in a state called Georgia, which is, there's a lot of forests and lakes, and I went fishing at the lake, and it was really fun actually because the children played around and other people fish, so technically maybe I really wasn't fishing but I remember that it was really fun. So yeah, you guys can maybe try fishing as well. I think another thing we can try in Taiwan is shrimping.
Yes,
so maybe try shrimping first and then you could try fishing. But that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys next time. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
Bye.
No room for small fry and Fishing League worldwide. Bass fishers must follow the rules when they participate in the Walmart FLW Tour. For one thing, they can only fish in certain areas of the river or lake. A competition usually lasts 3 or 4 days. They must also start and finish at the correct time. Each evening,The fishers weigh the bass they caught that day. They get 1 point for every pound of fish they catch. However, they are only allowed to catch 5 fish per day. If they have too many fish, they will lose points. They must also keep their fish alive. That's because dead fish count as less weight. What's more, their fish must be at least 12 inches long.If any fish are under this limit, they will lose points. There are bucket loads of other rules as well, including rules about boats, gear, and even clothing. With the biggest prize and professional fishing at stake, FLW must make sure that everyone is playing fair.
Vocabulary Review.Participate. All the students in the class have to participate in the end of year show. Weigh. Tony weighed himself and knew that he should start going to the gym. Limit. There is no limit to the number of times you can enter the water park in a year with this special pass. Including. Allison received many gifts on her birthday, including a new bike and several books. Clothing. My mom always gives our old clothing away to poor people.